What is that? What are those iron things that you stick in the bottom to hold the wood?
And irons.
Yeah. How would you hang the?
Well, most of the older houses had those hooks built into the chimney, you know what I mean,
uh-huh.
to where you could hang this little pot in more or less in the center of the flame to boil.
Mm-hmm.
And then they call it cover up the fire of the night. They would take coal ashes and cover up the hot ashes in order to start the fire the next
mm-hmm.
morning. Oh, I've slept on some good beds, too.
Have you?
Yeah, you know
what? Tell me about the furniture of those beds.
They wasn't all store-bought beds, you know what I mean? The mattresses and things was. Used to people had wheat. You know, they grew wheat
uh-huh.
to feed them their bread. And then when they thrashed that wheat, they took that straw and made straw beds. They had feather beds, too,
uh-huh.
made out of duck feathers, chicken feathers, and this, that, mm-hmm. and the other.
I bet that was
fun. Oh, it was fun whenever the time that they were thrashing wheat, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And they would, the women folks would get the very best of the straw to go in their straw beds.
Uh-huh.
And,
was it soft?
Yes, it was soft. And then you would take that and fill up, they call it ticking. Fill that full of
ticking.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
a straw bed. They'd take ticking and make a straw bed out of it. You know, take ticking material
mm-hmm.
and make, sew it up
mm-hmm.
and make a straw bed. I can remember my mother told me that her mother and father went to housekeeping with a Georgia bedstead. Did you ever hear of a Georgia bedstead?
What is
it? Only had one leg.
You're
That's right.
Well,
it was pegged. It stood in the corner, pegged up, you know what I mean? But
uh-huh.
the one leg, they built it in. That was called
That's
the Georgia bedstead.
Idea.
Yes, that was back in the primitive days, I guess,
uh-huh.
when the older folks.
That sounds primitive. That sounds smart.
That does. Because back then, you know, they built their own house. My grandfather and my grandmother built their own house, dug their own well.
Mm-hmm.
They would work in their fields of the day and build their house at night. You know
mm-hmm.
what I mean? I mean, build their house whenever they had spare time, and they dug their well at night.
Mm-hmm.
I heard my grandmother talk about her pulling the dirt out of the well as my grandfather dug it of a night.
Uh-huh.
And that's the way they went to housekeeping. That's the primitive things, but I said, you know, they built it with their own two hands, and I feel like that they enjoyed it more than if they'd have had a builder to have built it. They knew what was in it, how it came, and how it was built.
Well, did y'all have those things that you put your closet? It's not a closet because it doesn't have, you know, it's not built in the wall, but they're
chaperones, they call them.
Yeah. Did y'all have that?
Yeah, we had. I don't remember of ever having very many closets in the house. And when I moved here to this house, it didn't have a closet in it. We had big old cupboards
mm-hmm.
and even the big old dish cabinets. Now we fixed this one and made it a little bit more modern, you know what I mean? We had high ceilings here. But they had a cupboard for everything, a cupboard for the quilts, a cupboard for the clothes.
Mm-hmm.
And we didn't have any place hardly we could build even a closet in this house. We took in a back porch and built closets and a bathroom. The houses was built so different till you couldn't hardly put a closet without it looking funny, you know
yeah.
what I mean?
Uh-huh. Did you have you said it wasn't a two-story, but you know, the room upstairs?
Well, now this
what
house
is that
here,
called?
This house here has a loft to it, or whatever you call it, an attic.
Uh-huh.
I call it the loft because we don't use it, you know what
yeah.
I mean? And, the attic, but back whenever I first come here, they had two little small rooms upstairs here, and the windows that on each end,
mm-hmm.
you know, to give air and light.
And what about, you know, the room where you store stuff out off of the kitchen where you keep all your canned goods and all? I remember my grandmother had one.
That was called a smokehouse, I guess.
Uh-huh.
My grandmother and them had it too. Well, we had a meat house where we cured our meat things
uh-huh.
when I was growing up.